This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 281 for Thursday, February 23rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market is mostly lower on Thursday morning, despite rises in comparable oils. Chicago soybean is up, while European rapeseed is mostly lower, and Malaysian palm oil is higher. Crude oil halted its slide this morning as traders shifted their focus to United States crude oil inventories. On Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve released the minutes from its January 31st, February 1st meeting, indicating that future key interest rate hikes may be needed to counter inflation. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is up $1.80 per ton at $840.90, while the May canola contract is down $2.20 per ton at $829.50. In the U.S., there is very little movement for corn, soybean, and wheat prices after the U.S. Department of Agriculture opened its two-day Ag Outlook Forum and released initial estimates for the 2023-24 marketing year. Projected planted acreage for U.S. corn in 2023 was pegged at 91 million acres, in line with trade expectations, while harvested acres were estimated at 83.1 million. The projected carryout for 2023-24 was 1.89 billion bushels, compared to the trade's guess of 1.81 billion. The yield estimate is 181.5 bushels per acre, 1.8 higher than the trade's estimate. Algeria has booked between 30 and 40,000 tons of Argentine corn, while South Korea is seeking 134,000 tons of unknown origin. The March corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.71. U.S. planted acreage for soybeans in the next marketing year was projected at 87.5 million acres, down from the trade's average guess at 88.6 million. The yield is forecast to be 52 bushels per acre compared to the 51.5 projected by the trade, while carryout is estimated to be 290 million bushels, down 29 million from trade expectations. A record crush of 2.31 billion bushels was also projected for 2023-24. Malaysia's 8% palm oil export tax, in effect since January 31st, will remain in effect through March. The March soybean contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $15.39. All planted wheat acres in the U.S. are projected at 49.5 million acres, compared to the trade's average estimate of 48.7 million. The yield is expected to be 49.2 bushels per acre, slightly above the trade guess, while carryout stocks are set to total 608 million bushels, down from the trade's estimate of 650 million. Parts of the eastern U.S. southern plains are expected to receive precipitation later this week. Turkey is tendering for 790,000 tons of milling wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.37. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.67. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.